Hello, I'm John Campbell and you're listening to BFM.
The Good Oil is an arts podcast dedicated to long-form conversations with Aotearoa painters about their lives and practices. Hosted by Graham Douglas, the podcast has thus far interviewed the likes of most recently Darren George, as well as other senior established artists such as Dame Robin White and Dick Frizzell, but also younger, more emerging artists such as Claudia Kagauchi and Hannah Ireland. With season three now launched, I spoke with Graham Douglas about what motivated him to start the podcast, his own relationship to art, and his process. I started by asking what inspired him to start this project.
I think I was thinking about the younger version of me that really wanted to go into dealer galleries, but was a little petrified because I wasn't qualified to step foot into a dealer gallery. I didn't know anything about paintings apart from the fact that I thought they were extraordinary things. So what I really hope to do is to, reach back, if you like, in time to that younger version of myself that I think is probably still out there, and hopefully arm them with some, you know, some information and insight that will encourage people to step into dealer galleries, go to more shows, and just get closer to paintings, you know, hopefully, by understanding them more, by understanding what artists are talking about, how they talk about paintings, and therefore how to read them. So that's probably one of the main motivations. Beyond that, I think just making a contribution to something that I really, really love.
Because this is such a passion project for you. Can you tell me a bit more about your own relationship to art? Where did you kind of find that passion?
Oh, boy. Probably a single moment, actually. There must have been lots of unconscious moments that led up to this, but probably a single moment. I was having a Sunday afternoon in the Christchurch Art Gallery, and I walked around a corner and was confronted by a Jude Ray painting, which I'm going to forget the name of now. Sorry, Jude. And it's a very large format piece. It's a good 3 meters by 2 meters. It's a work of hers that is in drapery. And it was just so remarkably affecting. It was so extraordinary to stand in front of. To this day, I'm still not sure I can really understand why. can't explain it. Always the best paintings.
Yeah.
And so I think there. I mean, that was definitely the. If there's a single point of good Lord, paintings are extraordinary. It was that moment with that Jude Ray painting.
Gorgeous. And you've also. We were talking about this a little bit before I started recording, but you've had your own experience in the Student Radio Network, working at BFM, working for RDU as well. Do you feel like having that experience, doing this podcast, is kind of a continuation of your love for broadcasting and that kind of format?
I think anyone that works at BFM or RDU will be able to relate to this. I'm not the least bit interested in broadcasting. The thing that drew me to BFM and RDU and now the podcast is a genuine passion, like in this case, in the paintings with the podcast. RDU and BFM, it was a real passion for music and the culture that went with that. The broadcasting part and the podcast part just ends up kind of being byproduct of that. Really, it's a passion for the subject, and wanting to draw other people into it, and as I said before, you know, give them a real understanding of what that is.
And I notice that your process is very intimate with the artists and their works. You're often in their homes or their studios or within galleries in which their work is being exhibited. And why is that such an important aspect for you?
Actually, just slightly contradict what I was saying before. It's probably a bit of a broadcasting trick. I really want people to feel comfortable. You know, I really want the artist to feel comfortable. And actually, as an aside to this, I realized the first 2 years of doing the podcast, total nerd fanboy, going to visit these, you know, artists. It didn't really strike me for at least a year anyway that actually charging into an artist's space, you know, their studio or their home, and or their home quite often, as a now middle-aged white guy, and asking them 100 questions about who they are and their practice, especially a younger artist, might be something they find, you know, a bit confronting. so that's something that I just want them to feel at ease as possible. And I think most people, you know, will do that in their own space. That said, I think also being in those spaces adds a degree of ambience to the recordings that can't be achieved, you know, in a studio space or outside of those. So, and look, it's always really nice to be able to refer directly to work that a painter is working on, mm-hmm. You know, while we're actually sitting in their studio space talking. So, yeah.
Mm. And I wanted to talk about this long form way of interviewing, because on our show we get to interview an artist for say 15 minutes max, and you get like a nice insight into it, but with the podcast you're getting a full kind of overview and real good insight into their process and how they think and how they work. Why is long form interviewing so important, do you think?
Well, as I think I just said, there's you know, there's 100 questions that I want to ask. Mm. Again, curiosity driving that. So that in mind, you know, you can't reasonably ask 100 questions of someone in 15 minutes. I totally understand that 10 or 15 minutes is, you know, what you need for radio. Mm. But yeah, one, most importantly, you know, I really want the artist, really want to be able to give the artist time to be able to talk about, you know, who they are and what the practice is. And you can only do that in a long conversation. Mm. I suppose as a parallel to that, there's a really nice democratization to broadcasting that's taken place through podcasts, you know, in the last, how long are we into podcasts? A decade? I don't know. Mm. At least, I suppose. there's this nice, you know, democratization and ability to be able to deliver really, really niche content. Mm. And let's be honest, that's what the good oil is. You know, there's a few thousand people that listen. You know, it's really niche content. So, the ability to be able to deliver that long-form content for people that really want to listen to it, and obviously be able to give the artists pun intended, bigger canvas to work with in a conversation.
Mm, 100%. And you've interviewed a diverse range of people on the podcast, from younger and emerging to established and senior artists. Can you tell me a bit about some of the artists you have spoken with and how you choose who to interview?
Diverse is really important to me. So my own taste in terms of paintings, and I think and music, I listen to, engage in any art that I find interesting. Mm. So, you know, that was the first experience of that was engaging in music. I found all kinds of music totally fascinating. And then the same is applied to, I suppose, styles of painting. You know, there are extraordinary paintings regardless of what style they are. So that's the first answer to that question. And then the other reason is I really want to represent community as best as I possibly can. So, you know, there's a history in New Zealand painting of it being a bunch of, you know, kind of middle-aged old white guys, or especially, you know, kind of men in painting. I really want the podcast to reflect community as much as possible. So that first and foremost. Mm. That said, there's also, I suppose, a bit of a trick, I suppose, that I'm trying to play where, look, I certainly want and greatly appreciate the privilege of being able to sit down with the likes of Gretchen Albrecht, Robin White, Graham Sidney, more recently Darren George, you know, these more senior, extraordinary artists. But I suppose what I really want to do is hopefully draw some people in who want to listen to Gretchen Albrecht, Robin White, you know, these big names. Mm. But then hopefully also look at the podcast and say to themselves, oh, I don't know who Hannah Ireland is. Mm. I don't think I've heard of Hamish Coleman. And hopefully have them hear those younger voices in New Zealand painting as well, because those younger voices just as important as some of those older ones.
You've so far only interviewed painters, as the Good Oil name implies, but in future seasons, do you think you'll look to interview artists working in other mediums as well?
Short answer, I think so. Yeah. Not least of all because there's so much crossover, obviously, in practices. So someone who, you know, personally as a fan of their work, Jamie Jenkins, the ceramicist, totally fascinated by Jamie's practice. In fact, I think she's the gateway drug to ceramics for me. and hers is a glazing painting of sorts practice. So yeah, there's certainly a bunch of other artists that that aren't just painters that I'd love to speak to. Fascinating practices out there. I think for a start, though, painters, it was just a way for me to be able to give myself some focus to start with. Yeah. Well, look, new season has just launched. First episode with a guy called Darren George, who will be really familiar to anyone who's a fan of New Zealand painting. He's an extraordinary painter. And there's another, I don't know, 10, 15 episodes to come in the season as I line up painters. So, yeah, available on all good podcast platforms, et cetera, et cetera.
That was host of the Good Oil podcast, Graham Douglas, speaking to me about his process, relationship to art, and season 3. You can listen to The Good Oil on all good podcast streaming platforms.